Eating local is a whole other adventure in the hands of René Redzepi. His restaurant, Noma, is in Copenhagen. Redzepi turned fine dining there on its ear when instead of the usual French dishes with local fish, he dug deep into what is truly local, but forgotten for generations. Wild plants like reindeer moss turned into a crisp fantasy of a dish, birch bark fluffed into meringues, rutabaga romanced by genius. Well, Redzepi's released a three-volume set of books titled René Redzepi, A Work in Progress, Recipes, Journal, Snapshots. Rebecca Shear talked with René in the studios of WAMU in Washington, D.C.
René Redzepi, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the Splendid Table today.
Thank you.
So as part of this three-volume book, you have a journal.
Yeah.
Why is the journal part of this cookbook?
Well, I think actually the journal is sort of the heart of the cookbook. First of all, there was never meant to be a three-volume book called A Work in Progress. I was writing this journal for myself to understand more about our restaurant. But then my editor read it, and she really liked it. And then I sent it to some other people, and they really liked it. And then at first we thought, should it just be a book, a reading book? But since I'm a cook, I thought that there should be recipes in there too.
Well, in your journal, you keep going back to the idea of creativity, cracking the nut of creativity, figuring out where it comes from, how we can get more of it. What did your journal help you figure out on that front?
Well, I could only see it after I'd written the journal. And so in between all those maniac hours and all the ingredients, the pressure, the accolades, the interviews, everything, I put in between all of these layers something that I didn't think was important in kitchen, something that I had been taught wasn't important, and that was fun. So fun and playfulness, having that be part of your kitchen, a professional kitchen, has turned out to be one of the biggest success factors for us at the restaurant, and the past 3 years have been built on that.
What do you mean fun? How do you have fun in that kitchen when there is so much going on?
Of course, I mean, yeah, we're still a kitchen. We work from morning to night, the pressure's on. We have lunch, we have dinner, 40 diners each time, and they're sort of waiting for that magic to happen. So simple things matters, like changing the opening hours. Now, that will take away that double seating that you could do on two or three of the tables. We change our opening hours from 6 to 7 so that we could sit down and eat for an hour and a half, the three-course meal. And I closed our banquet room. Banquets are, you know, extremely lucrative, but horrible in terms of fun. They're simply not fun. So I changed it and built a staff canteen and a library for the staff and a little espresso corner. And then one of the big impacts in our kitchen, I put in music into our kitchens, which was also something that was a huge hurdle to me, like a huge psychological barrier, because I'd always been told music doesn't belong. That sort of conviviality and good life in a kitchen, nuh-uh, you know, don't do that. And so it was a real sort of moment for me when I put in the speakers to the ceiling and I put remote controls throughout the kitchens. And that did a huge difference. It's just amazing. And then you work with yourself a bit. Try to be cool, you know, be concentrated, focused, and deliver the messages you need to deliver in the best possible way. Don't freak out. Don't be angry. Nothing good comes out of that. You know, I do still get angry, but nowhere like before. And once I stopped doing that, it's just it really positively changed our restaurant and the food.
How would you say it changed the food?
Well, first of all, we have ingredients that come in every day, hundreds of varieties of stuff. And sometimes it's difficult to understand, but say watercress. You have it in 1 week and you do this new dish and you write a recipe for it and it's really good. The watercress is spicy. Then it rains 2 days later. The watercress is not so spicy. And then it's the cook there at the section cooking that dish that sort of needs to make the adjustment so that the magic can happen again in the flavor. Now, if people are in an environment where they're sort of afraid of making decisions or making mistakes or speaking up, those decisions aren't made. They simply just follow the recipe. They become robotic. So our kitchen became less robotic, leaving more space for the individual. And because of that, the food tastes better.
I have to talk about the cookbook, which mm-hmm. has these stunning photos. It's mm-hmm. organized by month to go along with the dishes mentioned in the journal. But the ingredients and the preparations are often, how shall we say, very specialized in this cookbook. So do you really expect normal, everyday cooks to prepare most of these dishes?
Well, I would say if you are in your kitchen next Tuesday evening and you just picked up your kids and you want to do spaghetti bolognese, then you don't say, but let me just check what the Noma book has to offer. Although, are you on, say, the farmer's market on a Friday, you think, tomorrow, Saturday, I want to spend the day in the kitchen, have fun with that, drink lots of wine at the same time, and cook for my friends, then there are plenty of recipes you can do that with. The first book we did, the previous one, which is 3 years old, that was a different story. But in the past 3 years, we've become more confident, and as a result, the food has become more simple. So, for instance, there's a recipe which is essentially just a roasted cauliflower. And then it's served with a dollop of whipped cream. Everybody can do that.
But then, for example, the dessert that has... Is it a dessert that has the creme fraiche with the ants on top?
No, that's not a dessert. Well, ants are everywhere, so I don't want to... You know, that one is easy enough. The only question is whether you get the right ants or what. Yeah, there's a... We do this thing. This was the first time we ever started implementing these very delicious, spicy, wonderfully citrusy ants on the menu. And it was sort of a bouquet of aromatic herbs. And in between were like crisped up kale and all sorts of leaves. It was like a bouquet of flowers. And then to go with it was a dollop of creme fraiche that was flavored with these ants to give that citrusy lemongrass, coriander flavored explosion. And it was a huge success.
Now, these are Danish ants you're talking about. So here in America, can we just substitute out with our American varieties?
I don't want to say something wrong here, but in Denmark, all the ant varieties are actually edible. Not all of them taste good. They vary from species to species. And I would assume it's the same here.
So, René, at this point, you may disagree with me because you're so humble, but you're super famous. I mean, everybody knows you, your restaurant. You've got Michelin stars. You've consistently been on the very top of the list of the world's 50 best restaurants. So how do you feel about that fame? What is it like being you?
Oh, you know, I have two kids. You know, I deal with poop explosions. Can you even say that on radio? I don't know. I feel, you know, one of the reasons why I wrote this journal was for that matter, actually. We were such a young restaurant, and overnight, literally, we went from zeros to heroes. And suddenly there was this newfound attention that I'd never tried before. And it started to almost change the decisions I made for the restaurant. And so, you know, in writing this journal, I also sort of came to have a little phrase that works well for me, which is, consider it all a bank loan. You have to give it back. Don't get attached to it. It's not yours to keep. So I try not to focus on it at all. I try to be the best sort of boss, father, husband I can be. And that's the important thing.
Well, René, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
René Redzepi is chef of Noma and author of A Work in Progress. Rebecca Shear is host of Metro Connection on WAMU in Washington, D.C. Now, René left us with a recipe for potato chip and chicken liver. Take a look, splendidtable.org.